Yes, well, there's pujaris, there's Gopinath. I mean, yeah, they're dressing Gopinath. They put them in his evening dress.
Yes. Shivirayo. Vididishto yajate. Yasnastavya me vitimana. Samadaya sasatvika.
Please repeat.
Afala akankshivihi. By those devoid of desire for result.
By those devoid of desire for result.
Yagyaha. Sacrifice.
Vididishtaha.
According to the direction of scripture.
According to the direction of scripture.
Yaha.
Which.
Ijete. Is performed. Yastavyam.
Yastavyam.
Must be performed.
Must be performed.
Eva.
Eva.
Certainly.
Certainly.
Iti.
Iti.
Thus.
Yes.
Manaha.
Manaha.
Mind. Samadaya.
Samadaya.
Fixing.
Fixing.
Saha.
Saha.
It.
It.
Sattvikaha.
Sattvikaha.
In the mode of goodness.
The mode of goodness.
Translation. Of sacrifices. The sacrifice performed according to the direction of scripture as a matter of duty by those who desire no reward is of the nature of goodness. Purport. The general tendency is to offer sacrifice with some purpose in mind, but here it is stated that sacrifice should be performed without any such desire. It should be done as a matter of duty. Take, for example, the performance of rituals in temples or in churches. Generally, they are performed with the purpose of material benefit, but that is not in the mode of goodness. One should go to a temple or church as a matter of duty, offer respect to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and offer flowers and eatables without any purpose of obtaining material benefit. Everyone thinks that there is no use in going to the temple just to worship God. But worship for economic benefit is not recommended in the scriptural injunctions. One should go simply to offer respect to the deity. That will place one in the mode of goodness. It is the duty of every civilized man to obey the injunctions of the scriptures and offer respect to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Om Ajnana Timarandasya Gyananjana Salakya Chakshur Militam Yena Tasvai Shri Gurave Namaha Sri Chaitanya Manovistam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Svayam Rupa Gadamayam Dadati Svaparantikam Vandeyam Sri Guru Sirita Parakamalam Sri Guru Vaishnavam Scha Sri Rupam Sagrajatam Sri Rupam Sagrajatam Sagana Raghunatham Vitantam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Saitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padam Sagana Lalita Sri Vishakam Vitamscha Hey Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bandhu Jagatpate Gopisha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostate Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavanishwari Rishabhanu Sutadevi Pranamami Hari Priye Pancha Kalpa Turbhyascha Kripa Sindhu Vyayevacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Viradhar Srivasadi Gauravakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Excuse me. Just want to recite one more verse. And it goes as follows. Sri Mangarasa Vasa Rambi Vansivata Tasita Kashan Venu Sunar Gopir Gopinata Sunaha. Srila Gopinath originated the transcendental Maloka Rasa dance, stands on the shore of Vansivata and attracts the attention of the coward damsels with the sound of a celebrated flute. May they all confer upon us their benediction. Hari Om Tat Sat. So, it's been
speaks about duty. This is a very important thing. And what comes to mind is the other word. Excuse me. Sadhana Bhakti. This is a very big topic. These are the things that came to mind, sadhana bhakti, and also doing things out of love. So I'll try to give some thoughts on this. So this duty is very important. Like we say in the beginning, Vandeham Sri Guru Sri Yuta Parakamalang Sri Guru Vaishnavasya, that we offer our obeisances to the Guru. I'm not completely sure how it is translated. But the idea is that it says here, offer my respectful obeisance to the Lord's feet of my spiritual master and to the feet of all Vaishnavas. Prabhupada also explains this verse. He says that it's plural. You first offer your obeisance to your Diksha Guru, Vandaham Sri Guru. And then, Sri Uta Parakamalam Sri Guru. Prabhupada says there's many Siksha Gurus. So you also offer your obeisances to the Siksha Guru and to all the Vaishnavas. So, and the spiritual master, when we ask him to take initiation, Prabhupada explains, take initiation is only for somebody who is inquisitive. Inquisitive in what? Inquisitive in Brahman. Atato Brahma Jigyasu. That's how it's explained in the Shastra. Inquiring about Brahman. What is Brahman? Brahman is ultimately Brahman is Lord Krishna. Brahman is the spiritual energy. And we are also spiritual beings. Where the soul, Krishna explains it in the beginning, Nenasmin yata dehi kamaram jovanam jara tata dehantara pratir. He says that at the antar of the deha, at the end of this body, he also gets another body, like Krishna gives this example, like when you go from a young body or a baby body to a youth to an old man. It's different bodies. Like when I was a kid, I had different teeth, I didn't have hairs coming out of my face, now I'm losing my hair. Different, completely different body. And when I will get more old, then I lose more hair, I become completely gray, wrinkled, I become smaller. Another completely different body. Voice will also change, your eyes will, go down. So, and then, it gets worse and worse like that. Anyway, the point is, you get a different body. And Krishna explains that there's no reason to believe that at the end of this body, that you will not get another body. So he says the embodied. The embodied, that is who we really are, that is the soul. And that is explained by Lord Brahma, Sanchit Ananda Vigraha. So, Prabhupada or Sukadeva Goswami explains Brahmeti, Paramatmeti, Bhagavan, Iti Sapyate. That there's three aspects of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And the first is Brahman. And that means that you see that everything is spiritual. Not everything, but you see the distinction between material and spiritual. And in this case, in this example, between the body and the soul. So that's the beginning of knowledge. So if we understand that we have a soul that is spiritual, then we can inquire that what is the meaning of life? What am I doing here? Like that. And that is when we need a guru. Because these answers are beyond the so-called empirical knowledge, or the knowledge that is obtained by sense perception. Because the soul is spiritual, and you cannot perceive it with material senses. That's how it is explained, as far as my limited understanding goes. At least in the beginning, we have to make some distinction. That is also a little bit of the theme of the lecture, that we should not jump too quickly, At least that is what I was thinking when I read this. Although Prabhupada is speaking that we should not be too, because that is, in one sense, it's Bhagavad Gita is kind of ABC of the philosophy, and Krishna is just explaining here about the mode of goodness and about religion in the mode of goodness. So we want to come also to a higher level, higher than goodness, Sudha Sattva, but it's my experience that it's difficult enough to come to goodness. So we shouldn't jump ahead too quickly. And so that will be kind of the theme of the class. So if we inquire about Brahman, then we need a spiritual master, because it's beyond the sense perception. And the spiritual master, that is how it is explained, he has information from his spiritual master, or as it is explained in Bhagavad Gita, Tatvidi Pranipat and Naparakasanakasya, Parikshanti Tekinam, Gyaninas Tatva Darshina. They have seen the truth. They have taken, let me just look it up for you. Gyaninas Tatva Darshina, it's 434. Actually, there's one lecture, I have to check it, where, because there's many sayings that what is the most important verse of Bhagavad Gita. So one spiritual master, he said, it's Janma Karma Chame Divyam Evam Yovedi Tatvata, that where Krishna explains my birth and activities are transcendental. And he explained, he says, if you don't understand that Bhagavad Gita is spoken by God, then the whole book becomes useless. It is true, Prabhupada explains it like that too. He says, if you just accept this as an ordinary book, it's not really worth much. You have to understand that it was spoken by God. That's why it says Bhagavan Vacha and not Krishna Vacha. Because Bhagavan means one who possesses all opulences. So it is spoken by Krishna, and we should understand that Krishna, he is in Bhagavatam, he said, I forgot the Sanskrit, something like Aparnam or something. It is not human. Krishna is not human, and he can explain the knowledge that is beyond the senses. And that is what is explained in this verse 434. Because actually Prabhupada says that, although that verse is definitely very important, Janma Karma Chame Divyam, but Prabhupada says that the most important verse, not really the most important verse, but it's of course Sarva Dhamma Pritagya, Mamekam Sarnam Praja, that you have to surrender to Lord Krishna. But then Prabhupada continued in this one lecture, like I said, I have to check it. But he says, but that surrender that needs to take place at the spiritual master. And therefore, this is actually the most important verse of Bhagavad Gita. Because, and that is also a little bit of the theme of the lecture again, we can't generally surrender directly to Krishna. Like we have the deity here, and sometimes we have I see these two programs, and people say, they ask questions about the dolls. You see? So this is the tendency, that we see Lord Krishna as a doll. We can't, like we have eyewitness accounts that Prabhupada actually would talk to the deity. He could actually see this is Krishna. That is the philosophy, that if you become very advanced, you can actually experience that Lord Krishna is not different from the deity, and you can actually talk with him. But that is a very advanced level. So because in general, we can't do that, that is why we need a spiritual master, and that is why that surrender has to take place with the spiritual master. And I mean, surrender is good, and in one sense it's enough. Like Prabhupada says, you just have to love Krishna, and there's really nothing more that we can do. But that is, Prabhupada also explains, and I just explained it now, that you have to know who is Krishna in order to love him. So therefore this Janma Karma Chame Divyam verse, that my birth and activities are divyam, transcendental, is an essential verse of Bhagavad Gita. So we have to understand that Krishna is transcendental. And the spiritual master, he has to explain this. And it's also important for us to understand this knowledge, because like I said, it's in one sense enough if you just surrender and you just love the spiritual mass and you love Krishna, that is enough. But if you want to preach, then you need intelligence, you need knowledge. Because without those two, you can't really preach. You could preach by example in the way that you make really nice garlands and you're very happy and people become attracted like that. But so that is also a form of preaching. But in general, when we say preaching, because this is also what was explained a few days ago, that this pranam mantra we say every day, Namaste Sarasvata Deva, Gauravani Prachayane, Nirvishesha Shunyavani, Ashtadaleshitarani. Prabhupada's specific mission was to preach against the Nirvisheshas and Sunyavadis, or the Mayavadis, ones who think that everything is not near, it's not this, it's not that, it's Maya. Maya means it's not, it is not. And the Sunyavadis, everything is Sunya, everything is void, these are the Buddhists. So Prabhupada was preaching against it because it's a distorted philosophy. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu explains it as a poison. A poison, like you drink milk and it has poison inside, you cannot detect it unless you're very trained or unless you have knowledge. So it's the same with Mayavadi and Buddhist philosophy. It's a very spiritual philosophy and it has some value, but in one sense it destroys actually all spirituality. It is, Prabhupada calls Buddhism, strictly speaking, he calls it atheism. Because it's not really accepting this personality of Godhead, and there is no real surrender towards a personality of Godhead. So therefore it is actually distorting the truth, and therefore Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, not so much Buddhism, but especially Mayavadi, that take the scriptures, especially Bhagavad Gita, and distort it, they give their own interpretation. And so that is like a poison. You take something that is pure, Lord Krishna's words, and you try to screw something out of it. So that is, then it becomes like a poison. So anyway, the spiritual master, we need him if we are curious to ask about Brahman. And that is, like I said, Brahmeti, Paramatmeti, Bhagavaniti, Satyate. Then you have the Super Soul, and then you have Lord Krishna. These three aspects. But it starts with Brahman. And if we're really serious, then Krishna, he will send a genuine spiritual master, and he will ask us to follow the four principles and to chant 16 rounds. Actually, he doesn't even ask us. I mean, he asked, this is how Prabhupada did it. He said, what are the four principles? What will you promise to follow? So they don't really force you to make a promise. They ask you what you will promise, what you want to promise. Like that. It's a very intricate kind of way. And then you also have to promise to chant 60 rounds. We'll have initiations, I think, tomorrow? Or Sunday? Monday. We'll have initiations Monday, so you can experience that. It's very, very interesting, actually. So they ask us, the spiritual masters, they ask us to chant 60 rounds and to follow four principles. So that is a duty. You have to do it. Like sometimes people say, you should. It is better to chant one really good round than to chant 16 inattentive rounds. And although there might be some truth in that, what my answer to that is, why don't you just first chant your 16 rounds, no matter what, and then you chant your one really attentive round, you know? But the point is that, yeah, because Prabhupada says it's a minimum, it's really not so much, it's 2 hours. But the point is that we have to chant the 16 rounds no matter what. And it is a fact that if you chant inattentive rounds, this is not very good. But that is not asked. In the same way, it is asked that you don't eat meat, fish and eggs. It is understood that we avoid restaurants and things like that. You know, we eat only prasadam, but that is not what we need to promise. We need to promise no meat, fish and eggs. Similarly, we don't promise to chant 16 attentive rounds. It's understood that we should do that, but you don't need to promise it. So somehow you chant these rounds. And then you know if you chant in attentive rounds, and you If you have some sincerity, you will feel bad about it. And then the next time, you will do better. And that's the idea. But the point is that you chant the 60 rounds somehow or other, because it's a duty. And this is also the Sanskrit word, it's called sadhana bhakti. So that is what is explained a little bit in this verse. That we should go to the temple as a duty. And then the sadhana bhakti, if we become very enthusiastic, like for instance every day, we should come to Mangalarti, and it's very early, it's 4:30. So, and I myself, I'm not always making it, you know, because I have to, you know, do service or other reasons, maybe not such good reasons. And that means that I'm not enthusiastic to see Krishna. So, that is called, sometimes referred to as raganuga bhakti, that you spontaneously come. So if you don't have so much that taste to come every day to Mangalarti, to, like everybody knows about Christmas, right? And when you were a kid, then you wanted to wake up for Christmas, right? That morning you were really early, risen. Is it not like that? Or any other, like your birthday or something. You would jump out. So we should be like that for Mangalarti every day. And if we are like that, then we get to that stage of the spontaneous emotional service. You know? But until that point, we should just simply do our duty. Like Manu now is coming exactly 8:15. It's a duty. It's bhajan. It's a duty. Most of the time, I think, he likes it. But sometimes he might think, oh, I don't want to go. But he comes. It's a duty. And at some stage, if you do it long enough, you want to come. You know, you just want to come. And we have to come to that stage, but we can't force it. So in the beginning, we just have to do it as a duty. So I have to stop there, because it's also my duty not to go on too long. So there's no room for questions. I'm really sorry about that. But if you want, we can discuss it later. So thank you very much. Thanks. Not always, you're super enthusiastic.
Place of 22:7 by 22:8, and it's supposed to go over.